different thoughts in the last few weeks. And this one kind of has been on my mind for several weeks now. And I'm going to start just by telling some testimonies, because some things that kind of emphasized this to me recent weeks. But there's two or three different testimonies, I guess, in this. But several weeks ago, we got a call about our from Branson, where we have a condo, and the call was, "This is 911 dispatch, and we have people that need to get in because your alarm is going off, your smoke detector, and we have a code that they can use to get in." And so we let them in, and they called back and said, "We need to get into the one above yours because there's water coming into yours from above." And of course, we just had this vision of a real water disaster. As you know, water can be disastrous. So we did let them in. And we know the people that own above, and they're good believers that we enjoy. So all this went down, and they went away. And the man that owns above, he was going to be there the next day. So we asked him if he would just go in and check on ours. And he said, I can't see anything that's damaged. He said, there's no apparent damage. And we were thankful for that. And he was thankful because it would have been their responsibility. And so we just thought, okay, well, you know, it's just kind of the way things go. So when we got there, we were over there. And we got there, and I decided that I needed to take that whole detector thing down. It's supposed to be hooked into the electrical, and I needed to take it down and just check and see what all was wrong. And we had assumed that the water had gotten in there and caused it to go off. But when I took it all down, it wasn't connected to the wiring correctly. So it wasn't functioning properly like it should have been. It did have a battery, and I think probably what actually happened, and this is where I'm going with this eventually, because it wasn't hooked properly into the wiring, the battery wore down, and when the battery goes down, it goes off to let you know that your battery is low. And that caused somebody, we don't know who, because nobody will tell, nobody seems to know who, called 911. And they came, and all this avoided what could have been a pretty serious disaster of water everywhere for two of us, basically. And I was the man that owns above, his name's Daryl, and he was there when we were there, and so I talked to him about that a little bit, and I said, you know, that's interesting, and that I don't think that, I think it just went off at a certain, you know, at the right time. And so we talked about that a little bit and talked about how the Lord, you know, protects things. But my thoughts in recent weeks have been actually about a thought about coincidence. You know, we go, oh, that was just, you know, what a coincidence, right? That happened to just at this time and this, you know. And we say that. And so, I know sometimes we just say it because it's a phrase that we all understand, right? Oh, that was a coincidence. But it's been on my mind that we need to recognize and know that nothing in our life is a coincidence. This started for me really a few weeks ago. I was talking to a friend from work back in 2013. She had been unjustly fired from Spirit, and it was a really difficult time for her. And I tried to, I knew she was a believer, but not very deep, but I thought, well, you know, I'd try to help her, you know, see this. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was talking to her, and she was telling me how she sees that God was doing something. And that made me really happy to hear that. To know that, you know, sometimes you think, well, they're not getting it, or maybe we're not getting it, I don't know. So for somebody to state that, and so it started making me think, and she was telling me about her daughter wants to get into a school and is so worried about getting into this school, and she said, I told her that, you know, if it was meant to be, that it would, you know, they would come back. If not, then God has something better. And I was kind of surprised to hear that, I guess, but I was glad to hear that. And so, you know, things happen and we look at them, we go, oh, well, you know, that's interesting, that's a coincidence or whatever. But and sometimes we don't know, right? We don't see the whole circle, so we don't really realize what just happened. So that brings me to the second one, which is, again, so while we were there, this man, Daryl, who owns Above, when we left here, we had been in the process of working alone on that condo, and things went badly here, and I finally just told the bank here, I said, just stop. I'm not doing that. And I don't know why. I just felt like it just wasn't working right, and it seemed like it was just time to just stop that. And we thought, well, we'll get over there. We'll find a local bank. They'll probably know how to do this better, and it'll work better. And so that was our intent. We were going to go find a bank. And we were, I don't know if we'd just come back from somewhere. We had just come out. We were just getting ready to go somewhere, maybe to go look for a bank. And Daryl was out there cutting something, so we stopped and talked. We enjoyed talking to him. And I don't know, something inside me just said, hey, ask him if he knows about a bank. So I did. And he said, well, you know, he told me what he used for his. And he stopped and he paused. He said, well, I should probably tell you this. And he said, my son just started working recently for a place called Loan Depot, and they're right here in Branson. And he said, you could go talk to him if you wanted to. And I thought, well, you know, this is good Christian people. I mean, these are real good Christian people. We really enjoy their fellowship. And so I said, okay. And so we left and we went to find him. And he turned out to be just such a marvelous young man that we just enjoyed working with him. And so that, you know, so here we are. This has all happened. And I hadn't thought about really exactly what was going on here. And we got back and we said to Daryl, we said, man, we just really enjoy working with your son. And we, you know, he said, normally I wouldn't tell you this, except that I know you're a believer and you'll understand what I'm about to tell you. He said, you know, he said, I almost didn't think about my son being there. He said, but something just brought him to my mind. And he said, you know what? He desperately needed to get a loan because he had just kind of recently started working and needs to. You know, sometimes we just kind of go through life and don't pay attention. I was glad that he said that to us, because we would not have understood. I mean, it was clear to me that was a good thing that had happened, that we, you know, we had found this young man, and he helped us. But to recognize that God, beforehand, had already started moving, and because I'm not trying to say I knew, but because I guess listened to the little voice in me that was saying, don't do that and go this other way, and you know, God brought about something. And he said, I know, you know, most people think, well, it's just a coincidence that you happened to come and ask me that. And I, no, it wasn't a coincidence. God led us in that place, in that way. And I know that, you know, these are just things in the natural that we have to do and have to deal with. But God knows how to lead us. And the things that happen in our lives, and again, I say, sometimes we don't see the whole thing. Had Daryl not said something to me, I wouldn't have known the whole circle that happened there. Just part of it. And I was glad that he did. It kind of brought it to light and brought it to really to understanding. And I thought how marvelous the way God works from our perspective, sometimes it doesn't, it's not obvious, it's not clear. I want you to go with me this morning to Ecclesiastes. I'm going to read a verse here, but I'm going to remind you that Ecclesiastes is written essentially from the viewpoint of man, if you will. That's why a lot of people struggle with Ecclesiastes, understanding what it's trying to say, but from this verse you'll see that. In the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes is where I'm going. And so these things that happen, for some reason in my mind there's supposed to be a third one and it's not coming to me right now, but if it does, I'll share it. These things that happen, you know, this in chapter 9 in verse 11, he says this. He says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Now, I remind you, this is, again, written from the perspective of just man observing, right? If you just observe things, this is the conclusion you would come to as well. Time and chance happeneth to them all. Well, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. I just happened to, you can go on and on with that thought. And I've told people this before concerning my job. I can't even tell you how many times I should have been laid off from that job. But just prior to that happening, I would get moved to another group that wasn't getting affected by the layoff. And there was only one time in my entire career, 31 years of it, that I actually was asked where I wanted to go. All the rest of the times, it was them telling me where to go, you know, what thing I was doing next. There was one time they asked me. But, you know, I can look back at that and see, you know, you say, well, that's just coincidence that you happen to get moved to a place where you weren't going to get laid off. And that if you just looked at it from the external, that's what you see. Well, chance, time and chance happeneth to them all. And that's what man would see. But that's not what God sees, and that's not what man or what God is doing. There were several things I thought about. I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time on them necessarily, but in Genesis, let's go to Genesis for just a minute in the 50th chapter. This is towards the end of the story of Joseph. I could have read towards the beginning, I guess, but he says something here. In verse 19 of Genesis 50, Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." Now, I'm just going to narrate a few things to you. Joseph goes to his brothers, they capture him, and they throw him in a pit. One of his brothers coincidentally happened to decide that was the right thing to do instead of killing him, which is what they really wanted to do. And coincidentally, a caravan just happened to be coming along that was going to Egypt taking slaves. You see where I'm going? If you looked at that whole thing from man's perspective, that's exactly what you would say. It just happened to be a caravan coming along. They happened to be going to Egypt. I don't know how many years that all was between that and when Joseph was put over Egypt. I don't know what the total number of years there was, but God started before that period, sending a caravan that way and having Joseph be ready for them to take him. And if you looked at all that from man's perspective, you'd say it was such a terrible thing. I mean, his brothers turned against him. They were going to kill him. They sold him into slavery into Egypt. That's what he says. You meant it for evil. You thought evil against me. And if you looked at it, that's exactly what happened. It was a terrible thing to happen to Joseph. And then you get to the end of the story and you go, oh, well, that was a pretty good coincidence that just happened to get him to Egypt at the right time to, and not just at the right time, but in the right amount of time for him to be prepared to be able to do that thing that God had set before him. There are numerous things in Scripture along these ways, and I just, as I thought through that, I thought, you know, it's interesting, sometimes we read through all that stuff, and we understand that God's working, but it's good for us to kind of consider the perspective of how it would look if we didn't know that, right? Because, again, I say sometimes in our lives, things happen, and maybe at some point we see something, and we go, oh, that's a coincidence. And because we don't see the entire circle, we don't know exactly what God was doing, but we need to recognize that God is in it all. The things that seem like coincidences to us, I just happened to be there at that time, or I just happened to not be there at that time. I know years ago, I don't remember what year it was, but we lived over here in Riverside. We were going to go to Carbondale for the fellowship meeting. We were going to go up a day early, and or actually the evening before, I guess. And I got home and I was really tired, and I think we'll just wait and go in the morning. Well, that evening, a tornado went through Andover, wiped it all out, went across the turnpike where we would have been driving right about that time. Oh, that was just a coincidence. We just happened to decide to stay home. And so you can look at these things, and sometimes, you know, we have to wait till after, of course, because we don't have foresight that God has. We have to wait till after so we can look back and go, oh, I see what God was doing there. And what that brings to me is this thought also that, because here, this is what Joseph is doing here, which is to recognize God's hand and give him the glory for that. To not just go through life saying, oh, well, that was a coincidence, or, oh, that just happened that way. But to recognize God's hand, even if it means after the fact, and it pretty much usually does. There's another one I thought of. I'm not going to turn to this one. I'll just, you know the story, but it's in 1 Samuel, 17th chapter. Young man named David. He comes to check on his brothers who are in the army. And there's a giant Goliath there that is basically tempting Israel, taunting them, I guess is maybe a better word. And so David wants to go do something about this. And he goes down there with a sling and 5 stones that he picked up. And you know the story. He swung his sling around and the stone just happened to hit Goliath in just the right place. Now, I'm not taking away from David's skill. I'm sure he was a skilled slingshot person. It's clearly he had used it a lot. But for that to be effective, it had to go just a certain place and hit Goliath in just a certain way. Well, that was a coincidence, and I'm sure that's what the Philistines probably thought, right? They saw that and probably went, wow, that was a coincidence. How did that just happen? But David knew. In fact, he knew beforehand the coincidence that was going to happen, because he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and he's the one that's going to take care of this. So David knew, and if you read David's writings, of course, in Psalms, you realize David knew all of those things. Let's go to Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs 16 and verse 9. It says here, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I find this to be true so much. I often create some plan for this or that, something I'm going to do. And oftentimes the Lord interrupts that in some way. And for a good reason. And it turns out better, of course. And so, you know, we don't always think about that. But, you know, our interrupted plans, those are not coincidences either. God does that on purpose for a reason that he knows. We have to always remember that God sees all the way down the line. So when he interrupts our plans, it's because he sees something that needs to happen, that needs to change there. Those are not coincidences. They are God's working. As Tom spoke this morning about God's grace, I thought about how it is God's grace that brings about these coincidences in our lives to bring about something that he wants to accomplish. And I was also reminded, thinking about the things that had happened, how we need to be willing to let God change our plans and then recognize that he is doing something. Psalm 37, this is one of my favorite psalms. I have a lot of those, so it's easy to say that, but Psalm 37 and verse 23. It says in verse 23 of Psalm 37, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." The steps of a good man, that is a righteous man, are ordered by the Lord. I know that there's been times in my life where I haven't always listened to that little voice that speaks to me. I haven't always paid attention. And sometimes, you know, we keep going and God says, okay. And at some point we finally realize, oh, that was definitely not what I should have done. I should have listened. I don't know if I should tell you this one or not. I'll tell you this. So we were at a show with a dinner while we were there. And I don't know why, I don't carry cash. And I thought, oh, you know, how am I going to tip the lady? Because we paid for the show up front and the dinner. And how am I going to tip her? And I asked her, I said, can I just tip you on a credit card? And she said, oh, yeah. And they, you know, now technology is bring a little device out to you and you just do, you know. And I did this. My wife's downstairs listening. She's not. But I did it and I put in a number and I hit continue. And my wife looked at me. She said, that's not enough. I said, oh, I think so. And the machine locked up. It wouldn't go. And it wouldn't go and it wouldn't go. And she kept saying, I think you should have done more. And I said, okay, when she gets it fixed, I'll change that. I hadn't much more than said that. The machine started working again, and she handed it back to me, and I changed it, and it worked fine. Now, I'm not telling you. I know technology is terrible at times. It doesn't function the way we want it. But, you know, sometimes God has to put a little stop on us. Say, just wait a minute. I don't know what was the rest of that circle. I'm sure there's more to it. But God knows. And sometimes, you know, we already think, okay, I already know what I'm supposed to do here. And God's saying, no, that's not exactly what I want you to do. We need to be willing to listen because he wants to do something to work in our lives. Now, having said that, I also want to say this. God works even when we ignore him temporarily, he still works. You know what Romans 8:28 says, don't you? Right? All things work together for good to those that love. You know, I used to think, as when I was younger, I used to think, well, that verse really means that, you know, when we pay attention to him, all things work together for good. But I've realized in as I get older that even those times when we step out of the way a little bit, he's still there, and he's still going to use that. If we'll let him, he'll still use that for our good. Would it have been better to go his way to begin with? Yeah, sure it would have. No doubt about that. But God's grace is enough to overcome our stupidity. I don't know where I saw this the other day, but I don't remember exactly what it said, but it says something about when God called me, he already knew about my stupidity or something like that. I thought, well, that's good that God knows. He knows us, and his grace is sufficient. Are we stupid sometimes? Yeah, we are. If we admit to it, we are. We do some things sometimes, but God's grace. And it's not a coincidence when he does that thing that brings us back into his path that he wants us to be in. God works, and we don't always understand, and we don't always see it all. But we need to recognize that God's hand is in it and give him the glory. And every once in a while, as happened to us, God will give you a glimpse of what he was doing. I don't know what it means to this young man. His name's Ryan. I don't know what it means to him entirely, but clearly it was important. And I'm glad that God can use us in ways that we don't even think about. I would never have thought about that being some sort of useful thing. It's just something that we, you know, one of those things we have to do, part of life. But God uses every part of our lives if we'll let him. Whatever it is that we have to do in life, God can use that for something that he needs to accomplish. I know sometimes, you know, we think life gets mundane, and it does. You know, we have to go to work, and we have to, you know, we have to mow the yard, and we have to, you know, all these things that are just part of life. They can be kind of mundane sometimes, but you know, God can use even those things, and sometimes in ways that we don't understand. There are no coincidences in the lives of God's people, because he has a plan, and he has ordered our steps. And so these are the things that God has kind of been speaking to us about. I say us because I think Kathy and I both have been part of this, if you will. That he's been speaking to us about to recognize it, to be a little more, observant, I guess, about God doing things and listening when God speaks to us. Because sometimes we're going so fast that we just kind of zip right on through the intersection that God was going to have us turn at. And so listening to what God is saying to us when he's directing us in some way. There have been some other things along these lines that God has been doing, and I'm just grateful. And I just thought, you know, it'd be good to give testimony. I don't do that probably often enough here, but to give testimony to God's faithfulness and to recognizing that God's hand is in everything, even the mundane things. We need to be careful about thinking, well, that's not part of my Christian life. That's that life I live over there, and that's not part of my Christian life. My Christian life is when I go to church and when I go, you know, when I'm with the saints. And no, our Christian life is every moment. And so even those mundane things, going to work every day, I don't know exactly what all God might be doing with me being at work every day. I have to say that it seems kind of mundane at times, but God knows what he's doing. And so we go there and we do whatever it is he's given us to do. And we let him be responsible for the actual work, because that's his job. That's his responsibility, and he does a very good job of it. He doesn't need us to figure that out for him. And so I'm glad to know that God can use all sorts of things in all sorts of ways, and we should be careful about limiting that idea that it has to be a certain way or a certain thing. Our lives can be lights to others and encouragement to God's people, other of God's people that we meet along the way. We don't know. We never know what God might use from our lives. So I am grateful. I'm thankful we were knowing the people that own the unit above us, and they're, like I said, they're very good Christian people. We had a wonderful talk about grace with Daryl, and it was really good and just so enjoyable. It's good to know that God's people are everywhere, and we never know when we're going to affect somebody else's life with what God gives us to do. But we can give him the glory for what he's doing. I'm going to quit with that this morning.